It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
638, 6,272,639. There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We counted. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seedbed in the industry and target a nickel-sized area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high-efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/inches.
Oh my, things have heated up in trade. The Trump administration raised the prospect of a global trade war by imposing tariffs on imports from our closest neighbors and allies, and they swiftly pledged to retaliate with duties of their own. President Donald Trump is pursuing an aggressive strategy to win economic concessions from our neighbors and allies in an effort to cut that huge deficit in merchandise trade. The new tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from Canada, Mexico, and the European Union come as the U.S. is studying levies on cars and auto parts, and the administration also plans tariffs on industrial supplies from China. And remember, Beijing is our biggest soybean customer by far. Nobody else is even close, and they have promised to retaliate with their own duties. From This Week in Agribusiness, it's June Dairy Month as of today, and the U.S. dairy industry is in turmoil unlike we've seen in any other June. Milk supplies have been abundant and prices have been under pressure. Dairy market analyst Brian Rice of Rice Dairy in Chicago told me that in the first quarter of this year, almost no one was making money milking cows. He said, though, there's been some improvement in the price. And while the food industry is in a huge transition now, and fluid milk remains under market share attack by beverage competitors, Brian is cautiously optimistic about the next few months. As he told me while we recorded this weekend's This Week in Agribusiness, he thinks there's a possibility of upward moving prices this summer. As Brian put it, I wouldn't want to be short the market, frankly. Did you hear that story out of Washington State this week about how commuters found themselves stuck in a traffic jam when a truck with feathers rolled over? 40,000 pounds of chicken feathers, 18 million feathers, someone calculated, almost 2,300 chickens worth of feathers. Many years ago in Chicago, I drove through the spilled contents of a rendering truck. Parts. You do not, especially in the heat of summer, want to drive through the spilled contents of a rendering truck. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.